Before we go, we're going to go back to our reporter in Belfast, Laura Hogan. And Laura, obviously this public sector strike having a big impact. What you've been seeing over the past couple of hours?
Yes, Anya, it's -3 here in Belfast at the moment, but that hasn't stopped the public sector workers coming out onto the streets this morning. Fires blazing to keep them warm in some cases, tea and coffee to sustain them before they take part in a series of marches that will converge on City Hall in Belfast for a rally at lunchtime. And indeed, there are several rallies around Northern Ireland planned for today. We've been to picket lines at the Europa Bus Centre, where bus and rail workers are striking. Also the City Hospital, where nurses and other health workers and support staff are out making their call for better pay, and in the case of nurses in particular, pay parity, because they say they're paid thousands less for doing the same job as a nurse in England or Scotland. The public support was clearly heard across these picket lines this morning as a number of motorists were beeping their horns as they passed by on their morning commutes. And although this is a public sector strike, private business is also affected too, as we can hear now from the FSB's Roger Pollan. That's the body which represents small firms, and he told the BBC the strike is having a knock-on effect on the private sector too.
It's an extraordinary confluence of events. So, as you say, the gritters haven't been out, and we happen to be hitting one of the hardest frosts we've had in a long time here. So the warnings have been for people not to travel unless it's absolutely essential, which is going to have an effect of magnifying the impact of the strike. So there's the strike, then there's various protests in association with that, and then there's this call for people not to travel into their work as would be normally the case. So the impact of that is messy, because you have an awful lot of businesses who are not in any sense involved in that strike, but are going to be massively impacted by it, by either their staff not being able to get in or their customers not going to be there for it. So it's causing an awful lot of disruption right across the province.